Today, U.S. Representative Kathy Castor filed new legislation called the Eliminating Disparities in Breast Cancer Treatment Act of 2008. This morning at Kate Jackson Park in South Tampa, Castor said the bill would help to eliminate inequities based on race, education, income, and health insurance status.
The day after Mother's Day, we believe it is important for you to consider your mothers, your sisters, your daughters year-round when it comes to breast cancer screening.
Castor, a Democrat from Tampa, said that because of its diversity, the Tampa Bay region should be especially concerned about breast cancer.
Women of color, Hispanic women, African American women, oftentimes suffer higher percentages of breast cancer diagnosis because they're not getting the proper screenings. It's about twice as high for African American women and 1.5 times as high for Hispanic women. And in a diverse community like the Tampa Bay area, in a diverse state like the state of Florida, unless we eliminate disparities in screening and early treatment, we're going to be paying a whole lot more in the long run.
Castor said her bill contains provisions that will encourage healthcare providers to screen low-income patients for breast cancer.
My bill will encourage women of color to obtain those early screenings for breast cancer treatment. They need to get their mammograms. If you have a family member that has gone without a mammogram for some period of months, especially if they're over 40 years old, they need to see the doctor, make the appointment for the mammogram, and get that screening. That is the best way to ensure that you do not, that families do not suffer the tragedy of breast cancer treatment. If you catch it late, it could lead to an absolute tragedy.
Tampa City Council Chair Gwen Miller discovered that she had breast cancer in 2003 because her insurance covered mammograms. But she said a lot of African Americans don't have insurance.
And they say that self-examination breast, it's not good because I didn't have lumps in my throat. I had in my bloodstream, and if I hadn't had a mammogram, I would never known I had it. And you know, and then you feel like you're not having anybody to help you, and these African Americans need someone on their side to help them. This is why I like to go out and talk to them, let them know you can do it and you can live. But another thing in that bill, you need to have for medication, because after you have your treatment, you have to be on medication. See, I'm on medication for 5 years. And if you can't afford the medication, then you have a chance of it coming back.
Dina Martinez is the Luna coordinator for the Moffitt Cancer Center, which does health screening outreach. Luna is Latinas United for a New Beginning.
We work with the mobile mammography unit, and we go out and work in underserved communities. We provide mammograms. We really focus on education and informing the community about the resources that are out there. And we also have the Patient Navigator Program, which is an outstanding research project that really works to help women navigate the healthcare system. If you can imagine, if you speak English, if you have insurance, and if you're well-to-do and are familiar with the healthcare system, it is still very daunting and frightening to be diagnosed with cancer. Imagine if you don't speak English, if you don't have health insurance, if you just moved to this country, what it must be like.
Many other developed countries spend much less money on healthcare but have better outcomes. WMNF asked Representative Castor whether the problems of healthcare disparities wouldn't be better solved by instituting a single-payer, universal system of national health care.
Whether it's a single-payer or reform of our current system, I think one of the things we've got to do is look at models like our own Hillsborough healthcare program that is serving hardworking folks that do not have insurance in a community-based network, the community health centers, the hospitals, doctors. One thing that sets the Hillsborough healthcare plan apart from others, no HMOs are involved. There's no managed care component that's taking a cut, a profit out of the health of folks. And people should be able to buy in to programs like the Hillsborough healthcare plan.
Castor said people should also be able to buy into programs like Medicare. She added that the current healthcare system leads to profiteering.
There's been a big push to privatize Medicare, to turn it over to HMO control, and the HMOs now are making a huge profit. We've got to take back ownership, and this is going to be an issue in this presidential race this year, and all the congressional races especially. We've got to take that back, and managed care was an experiment that I'm afraid went awry, and all of the profit that's coming into the pockets of CEOs and the HMOs really should be plowed back into the health of our neighbors and our communities.